USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump's legal challenge of the results of the 2020 presidential election have continued with a new lawsuit filed in Georgia. The new suit claims that tens of thousands of illegal votes were cast in the state and asks the court to decertify the results. Senator Mike Braun says that with suits working their way through the court system, the investigations into allegations of voter fraud need to continue. The Indiana Republican told ABC's This Week that if they don't, a large number of Americans will lose confidence in the electoral system.
You're going to have a good part of the country. It's over 50% that view that something is amiss, and that's going to carry forward in terms of undermining a democracy. I just don't think that if you don't pursue it, overturn every stone, this is going to linger into the future, and it's going to be to the disadvantage of whoever is there trying to run the country.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Costco says it will be keeping its golden hour.
Costco will extend its senior shopping hours until further notice now due to the recent uptick in COVID cases, according to the retailer's website. Customers eligible for the special operating hours include those who are 60 or older and those with disabilities or who are immunocompromised. Guests will not be admitted. Costco's designated senior shopping hour is from 9 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, with exceptions at some locations. Priority access will also temporarily be given to health care workers and first responders who must present a Costco membership card and official ID of their role to be allowed to move to the front of any line to enter the warehouse. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And President Trump's personal lawyer has tested positive for coronavirus. The president made the announcement on Twitter Sunday that Rudy Giuliani had tested positive. He's reportedly being treated for his symptoms at a Washington, D.C. area hospital. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Time magazine has named a 15-year-old Colorado scientist and inventor as 2020's Kid of the Year. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a person of the year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a kid of the year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And late action in the NFL on Sunday saw the L.A. Rams beat the Arizona Cardinals 38-28. Backup quarterback Colt McCoy made his first NFL start in over a year, leading the New York Giants to a 17-12 victory over the Seattle Seahawks. The New England Patriots blanked the L.A. Chargers 45-0, and the Green Bay Packers beat the Philadelphia Eagles 30-16. There's a doubleheader on Monday night as Washington takes on Pittsburgh in the early game, and Buffalo faces off with San Francisco later. The Ravens and Cowboys end Week 13 on Tuesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.